שלום, אנחנו מקיים שיעור בנושא העבודה.
So we're having a lesson on the topic of work within reason and above reason. We're going to be reading selected excerpts on this topic. You can send us questions to cup.tv and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, a lesson on the topic of work within reason and above reason.
Yeah, we've been in this in the work above reason for a month, more, about a month. Each time we add more and more details, elements in this work to understand it, it's not simple. It takes inner effort, mental or emotional, and only by concentrating, even psychologically, much less spiritually, can we understand what is required of us. Usually, it takes a person many years. A person goes many years toward spiritual attainment, and he thinks he's about to attain it by knowing knowledge, just like he attains anything in this world. And he does everything that's required of him, that's asked of him, seemingly, but he expects it to be revealed within his reason, in his knowledge, in his understanding, his current feeling. And it doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen. Until even in such a state, new kelim begin to form in him, which are called lo lishma, not for her sake. Lo lishma is a great thing, as Baal HaSulam writes. Baal HaSulam said that as much as a person thinks that lishma, for her sake, is a great thing, lo lishma is even greater than what a person can imagine. This is why we need to gradually come to a state where we finally understand what lo lishma is. And from this to lishma. So we'll advance in all of these. We'll go ahead with all of these excerpts and see if we can take another step forward and another step forward to design within us, to establish within us a clear state of lo lishma, so it's clear to us what it means, that it's still the opposite of lishma, and therefore a great thing. Yes.
Excerpt number 20 from Rabash, article 12, these candles are sacred. The most important is the prayer, that is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. Meaning that the work should be in gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to the person as though he already has reason.
Meaning, normally we want from our situation where we are at a certain level, we want to rise to a higher level and there see, feel, understand what is happening. We're told, no. In the state where you are, in that state, now you have to attain, to acquire joy as if you are already in spirituality, in above reason, in dvikut, adhesion, here and now. Not rise to a level of understanding and feeling where you are flying there with the angels. No. In the state where you are now, you have to acquire the forces that will give you joy, the state where you settle for what you have and not more. This is the first step toward above reason. It's the opposite of what we normally think. Look what he writes. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator. With what? To help him go above reason. Meaning, what is above reason? The work should be with gladness. That now he is in gladness. As though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And that's all he needs. He's willing to stay in that state forever. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him the power, this power, so he can go above reason, above the reason of the body, the will to receive. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, meaning he has no consideration for himself at all, but he is happy because what he receives now is from the Creator. He asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason. This is what we ask. Meaning, I don't ask to be ascended, to be raised in a degree. I ask only to be given the strength, energy, joy, to be in my state as I am now, even if I remain there forever. This comes closer to a state of ubah, embryo, who doesn't demand anything, who totally annuls itself before the Creator, and what he receives from him, whatever he receives, he is happy about it, is in joy, he's in the complete absolute zero, and then he goes into ibu, into the conception. So let's talk about the difference in the between the corporeal relation to spirituality and the spiritual relation or attitude to spirituality. When we ask the Creator only to give us the strength, the strength of joy, to be in our state, in the perfect state. Go ahead. And how different it is from what we imagine about corporeal attainments or successes. Go ahead. My kelim, my feelings.
Rav, so what is my prayer so that I constantly ask for something in my heart? So what should I ask for? What from here on should I constantly ask for in my heart? And how do I reach that request, that prayer? Go ahead.
Everything I feel.
Rav, what is the difference between not examining the situation, but rather always asking for strength, joy, above reason, to be there, to accept the situation as a perfect situation, or I examine my situation always, and I go above it. And I only ask for strength, for joy, for persistence to be in the state that I'm in, as though it is the happiest state. What in my eyes is the happiest state? Please. We receive what?
Rav, why is the first state that we attain called ibur, impregnation or conception? Why is the first state that we attain with our examination, the checking, everything we have? We just want to be in gladness with whatever the Creator gives. As long as we feel that it's the happiest state because we are under His control. This is called ibur. Why?
Rav, how then do I feel myself as an embryo within the womb? How can I depict my adhesion with the Creator, which is called Ubal?
Rav, what addition after the first point of Dvikut, which is the Ibur, the beginning of the Ibur, does a person receive in order to grow? What kind of addition does one receive in order to grow? Existing state, the gap between them grows.
Rav, if other than man everything is the Creator, there's none else besides Him, how do we interpret or decipher or increase all of these elements, the embryo, the womb, within the ten? What does it mean within the ten to be below reason, within reason, and above reason? Outside of spirituality, outside of the upper one, within the upper one, within spirituality, and onwards above it. Please, how do we practically implement it in the ten?
Does not need to.
Excerpt number 21 from Rabash, article 3, the meaning of truth and faith. One must believe above reason that the grip he has on a path of truth is great and very important. And he cannot even appreciate the importance of touching the path of truth. For this is the entire kli in which the light of the Creator will be. However, this is the kelim of the upper one. That is, the Creator knows when a person should feel his dvekut with the Creator. In his own kelim, he feels the opposite, that now he is worse than when he walked on the path of the general public, where he felt that each day he was adding good deeds and Torah and mitzvot. But now, since he had started walking on the path of the individual, to always keep the intention, how much can he work in order to bestow, and how much he can relinquish self-love, at that time, he usually sees how much he is nearing the truth. At that time, he always sees more of the truth, that he is unable to exit self-love. Still, in the kelim of the upper one, meaning above reason, he can raise himself and say, I don't care how I am bestowing upon the Creator. I want the Creator to bring me closer to Him. And the Creator certainly knows when the time will come when I too will feel that the Creator has brought me closer to Him. In the meantime, I believe that surely the Creator knows what is best for me, and this is why He makes me feel the feelings that I am feeling.
How do we change our approach, our attitude to our current state, to see it not from the corporeal perspective, but from the spiritual one? Go ahead.
How do we change the situation?
Meaning the situation itself doesn't change. What changes is how we relate to it. Go ahead. Right now.
Rav, how do we change our perception of reality by that? That we exist not in a world that requires correction, rather we exist in the world of Ensof, which is perfect, and we need correction in order to see it that way. Right? That I am now in a perfect world, in a perfect state. Each time it will open up for me and open up as worse, and I will only ask to see it as better and better. This is called anyone who is disqualifying through his own flaws. And this is called truly faith above reason, that we have reason, that we see what is the terrible state that reality is in, and above reason, we will see it as in a perfect state. The divinity, the Creator, is filling up the whole of reality. So, nothing changes other than our own perception. And this is called to perceive reality with faith above reason. So, from here on, until we see the end of correction of our perception, we are constantly going with this method where we only want one thing: for us, for our perception, to change from negation to absolute positivity. Please. No? Go ahead. Talk about it. It is a change in the way we relate to reality, in our perception of reality.
Why is what I am receiving in faith above reason called the reason or the view of the Upper One? Why is faith above reason the reason or the view of the Upper One?
קטע מספר 22, מאמר
excerpt number 22, רבש, article 438, save your servant, you my God. He should believe above reason that he has already received all his wishes, called a gift. He thanks his Rav for it, for one must not live in separation, meaning that he has complaints against his Rav, that he is not giving him what he is asking for. For this reason, it is forbidden for man to be deficient, and he must always be in joy. However, in order to have kelim, vessels with which to receive, he must evoke the deficiencies. In the offering, this is called as ascending and descending, knowing in the beginning and knowing at the end, and concealment in between. That is, between knowing and knowing, he is permitted to see the concealment, meaning that he has no revelation with respect to the truth, to feel that his work is desirable to his Rav. It follows that one must not disclose any lack in Torah and work for himself. Rather, he must always go above rhyme and reason, that he is utterly and completely whole. In between, he can ask his wishes as his eyes see, that he has only faults. But afterward, he must believe as though he has already received all his wishes, and he thanks his Rav for this. At that time, he can be happy that he is whole. It follows that all of his wholeness is built on faith, and his deficiencies are built on knowledge, since the judge has only what his eyes see. Again, he should believe above reason that he has already received all his wishes, called a gift. He thanks his Rav priest for this, for one must not live in separation, meaning that he has complaints against his Rav, that he is not giving him what he is asking for. For this reason, it is forbidden for man to be deficient, and he must always be in joy. However, in order to have kelim, vessels, with which to receive, he must evoke the deficiencies. In the offering, this is regarded as ascending and descending, knowing in the beginning and knowing in the end, and concealment in between. That is, between knowing and knowing, it is permitted to see the concealment, meaning that he has no revelation with respect to the truth, to feel that his work is desirable to his Rav. It follows that one must not disclose any lack in Torah and work for himself. Rather, he must always go above rhyme and reason, that he is utterly and completely whole. In between, he can ask his wishes as his eyes see, that he has only faults. But afterward, he must believe as though he has already received all of his wishes, and he thanks his Rav for this. At that time, he can be happy that he is whole. It follows that all his wholeness is built on faith, and his deficiencies are built on knowledge, since the judge has only what his eyes see.
Shailot.
Questions. Yes?
Assuming that indeed the work is to try and find joy in each and every situation, what do I do with states that seemingly testify to my failure in the work? Do I try to find joy even there?
Even more so.
I didn't wake up to the morning lesson. Should I find joy there?
No.
Okay.
That's about your action.
So where's the difference here?
We're talking about what you ask of the Creator, first of all. When you ask the Creator to, instead of bringing you to some special state, to be in the current state, which certainly came from him, and you want to accept it wholeheartedly.
There is a state, let's say, where I don't succeed the way I feel it, to contribute enough to the 10, to connect to whatever is happening there.
No, you cannot be in this, but you want to. So you can't be happy about this.
So when do I want and when do I not want?
With what you receive from above.
But I get that from above as well.
No, that's up to you. You have to do it. Don't say the Creator did this to me.
Where do I put that bound, that limit? How do I know?
Where you stop being... Where you stop justifying yourself. Everything that you get from above comes complete 100%. And if I'm dissatisfied, it is a sign that I have a place for correction here. And the difference between the desirable and the existing, we gap it, we bridge it with faith above reason. They have eyes and don't see. I have to accept it as something perfect, whole. And I ask to have the strength. Now, when I ask for this strength, do I ask to see it as perfect or to believe that it's perfect? There are many things here that we'll have to scrutinize. More? Yeah?
Can you maybe arrange again the right attitude between there is none else besides him, there's none, if I'm not for myself, who is for me, and work on annulment and on ibu, conception?
If I accept that there is none else besides him, that it comes from above, for sure. Everything that comes from above. And no one operates. There's no one who operates. I'm just saying that besides this, there's me. Who is me? It is the one who feels that the world is the way it is, the way he feels the world. And this work was given to me to ask of the Creator to help me be in the right perception of reality, even though I don't see it. The question we haven't scrutinized, and we should, is when I get the faith above reason, I don't get the reason, the knowledge. I get the faith above reason. I get the power to keep myself above what my eyes see. And my eyes see horrors, problems, a world full of torments. The Creator set up this world in a deteriorating state every day. Yes, the land was given to the wicked. Yet, I ask for the ability that even though my eyes see what they do, to go above it with faith above reason, to accept this state as perfect, even though my corrupted senses don't see it this way. Are my senses corrupted or true? They're true. It's how the will to receive truly feels. It doesn't like it. And I want to see everything according to the will to bestow. And this is what I ask. But when I ask to see everything through the will to bestow, I don't get rid of the will to receive. I do see the world with all the negativity in it. But that's already on the left line. And I, on the other hand, want to establish it on the right line, and then you get to the midline, sort of. This is a spiritual approach. Gradually.
If I say, let's say, to the Creator. Take me, lead me to wherever you see fit, in spite of whatever, you know, maybe it seems to me is incorrect. Is that the right approach? Is that how it is?
No.
So how should it be?
He doesn't want to play with you in this way.
So what's the right way?
Because you won't grow.
Why won't I grow? I tell him, take me, lead me to wherever you want.
You want to sit in his lap like a baby all the time.
No, but I'm adding, even though it seems to me that it should be different.
So what does it mean, take me?
I don't know, wherever you should. I give myself, I surrender and I give myself to your hands.
You cannot give yourself to the hands of the Creator if you see what you do.
So how do you arrange it correctly? I don't understand.
You will ask and get a response and see how it falls out. But there's no question that the world will seem worse to you. Society is more and more hateful.
That's clear.
So
the question is, being under the Creator's control and there is none else besides Him, in the end, isn't it that I am on His hands and He is leading me wherever He wants? Isn't it how it is?
No. He's nurturing you. He's rearing you. He's not holding you in His bosom. It is only in order to give you a point of basis point, so you will know Him. But nothing more than that. All the degrees are more avyut below and more faith above. We will try to gradually crack it. Yes, Vlad.
So what do I ask for? I see the world the way I see it. I ask of the Creator to see it as perfect or to believe that it is perfect.
To believe.
What does it mean, to believe? What is that?
To accept Him as perfect, as perfect.
To be above reason means to be in some force.
So you are above reason, you're not just within your reason.
But what do I grip then? What is my grip?
You're given from above the strength to go above your own reason.
So that is a state where I'm in this force. I have the ability to be above reason.
True. Together with your reason. It's an inner split where you have two reasons, two views.
So how do we achieve that? We now had a round in the workshop. We talked about it. How do we truly achieve this ability?
With help from above, through the reforming light. How can you receive the power of faith? So what do we need? Prayer. Look what he writes.
So what we're doing, isn't that called praying, what we did for the past hour?
No, I don't know. You ask yourselves what you did. Give it to your neighbor.
I have to try and see the world. I have to try and see that the world's perfect, or is it something that I have to correct?
It's for my correction.
Suppose I succeeded in seeing it correctly now. What should I ask the Creator for?
Ask to relate to the state as though it is perfect.
To continue in the state.
Of course. I wish to transcend. They have eyes and see not. Give it to Mushi.
Is the work in the workshop somehow similar to work in faith above reason?
Well, it depends on how you treat it. The work is just sitting and talking. The fact that you wish to achieve connection by that and rise higher than the corporeal feeling. that is already a foundation for the reception of faith above reason. It's moving there. It's moving towards there.
Suppose within reason, obviously don't feel anything, but still, you're acting as if it's important.
The acting out the game is the main thing.
So that's called above reason somehow?
If you act out as though you're in the perfect state, that is already being in faith above reason, the beginning of it.
And then in that a person activates the mechanism?
Of course, all of us throughout the world, Kli, are already activating the upper mechanism, for sure. Because we somewhat want to accept the force of faith above the force of reason.
What does it point at that nothing's revealed within reason? Because still, at some point, it has to become revealed.
No.
No, I mean to rise above it.
No. It's other vessels, different vessels. We still need to talk about it. These are different vessels. You're going to have degrees of oviut, coarseness, and it's not here. It's not within reason the way you have it now. No. It's spiritual coarseness, in short.
Meaning, what I thought is that every time that you go above reason, that you 100% agree, then within reason, another layer of the ego becomes revealed.
Let's say that you then see this world as worse and worse, but it's not like there's more to search for in this world.
Doesn't it point at our in advancement that we don't feel anything within reason?
Still, no, we don't have these discernments yet. We're only now talking about the ibul, conception, the embryo, the first contact, that I annul myself completely and say this is the perfect state.
Yes.
Good morning, Rav. Hello, world, Kli. You clearly explain us how to change our attitude to reality. What should we ask Creator for? Because this asking is some kind of prayer. I would like to ask you. If it's valid the rule that I can't ask for myself but for my friends,
if we are in the group in order to unite the group, then I'm asking for the friends. I'm asking for the unity of the group. That's one. Two, that every one of us in the group receives a certain burdening of the heart. And then we have to say that this burdening of the heart is approaching us so that we ask to be above it. As we discussed, that I have to ask for it not to disappear, but rather to rise above it. As I wish to be in bestowal, in faith. So the burdening of the heart is given to me in order to constantly rise above it, not to erase the negative pictures, but to rise above them. I don't know, I don't have more words, newer words. It's still missing the letters of the work.
Tov. Ken.
Okay. Yeah.
What I don't understand is, how can you develop if you're supposed to reach a state where you're glad all the time with what you have?
I'm always happy with what there is on top of a worse and worse degree.
Where's the development here then? You're not developing.
To the extent that I'm happy on top of a worse situation, that means that I rise. The oviut, the coarseness, increases. On top of it, I float. I sail. It's like there's this threshold, right? So that means that I have risen. I rise in dvikut, in adhesion. We're only talking about the state of the embryo now. I don't want to talk about any other state. Any other portrayals will confuse us a lot.
So what's the essence of this happiness, joy?
That I am bonded with the upper one. It's a perfect state. That all of the burdening of the heart that I've received in my mind, in everything I've got, was in order to cling more and more to Him. By that, the Creator incentivizes me or gives me a reason to adhere to Him.
And if you're not glad, then what does that show?
How can I not be happy if I'm in adhesion with Him? So I don't accept this whole method?
No, I'm asking in practice, if you're really not glad, what does it point at?
It points to the fact that you're not bonded with the Creator. You're bonded with your belly, where you feel it as bad and not as an opportunity to adhere to Him. How many times in your life you felt that you, I don't know, like that you're a corpse, that you're dead, that you can't move, that whatever happens, something, whatever comes, just to start some movement, right? So there's nothing worse than such a death.
So I'm supposed to be happy about it.
About the suffering. Yes, because it gives you an opportunity to advance towards the Creator.
What I don't understand is, if you're in a bad state...
What do you mean, not good? What, feeling? A feeling?
Yeah, what you feel, like what Chanoch said, you didn't get up for the lesson, something happened.
No, that's a different thing.
Why?
Either I feel bad because I have vessels of reception and I feel no fulfillment in them that I deserve, or I've missed some opportunity to advance towards bestowal, and that's why I feel bad. There's a difference.
What's the difference?
Because from not receiving something good in my vessels of reception, I awaken towards the Creator in a demand, in a cry. I wanna hit Him.
Okay, but still, it's suffering in the vessels of reception.
Suffering in vessels of reception, but if I am sorry that I didn't wake up in the morning for the lesson, then it's no longer suffering in vessels of reception. It's as if I'm sorry in my vessels of bestowal that I could have gotten up and bestowed, so to speak, and I haven't done it, so it's a completely different kind of sorrow.
So these are things that I'm not supposed to be happy about? You're not supposed to be happy for these things when they happen?
As opposed to
the emptiness of the vessels of reception.
As opposed to suffering in the vessels of reception, of course, but it doesn't satisfy me. What will happen tomorrow? I will also be sorry for not waking up, and the day again, day in and day out, until a person stops being sorry, because he can't just continue to be sorry. The will to receive won't let him. He was given that from above in the meantime.
Now, what does it say that you agree to be in this state forever?
I'm asking only one thing. To be in adhesion on top of whatever chasm or abyss, because that's the perfect state. There's no better state than the first contact of the embryo, the entrance to spirituality. There's no better state. It's the most perfect state, because he has no will to receive yet, no reasons of all kinds, nothing. Just a point, because that point is one's spark that has returned to its root. And all the rest is already an addition.
And he doesn't have some kind of expectation for tomorrow to be...
Okay. To continue to be an embryo on top of whatever the Creator reveals. But he has to feel in that point of adhesion that that's it. That there's nothing more. That's it. That's all I want. Because if you say he already feels something, then that's all, there's already a flaw, then it's an abortion. Okay? Yes, okay, fine. Yes, redhead.
This evening, there's going to be an introductory lecture in the city of Carmiel. And Gilad Nahari is going to lead this evening, this event.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I used to go with him, and yesterday I waited for an answer from him, can I join him today? And the answer I got from the manager of the campus was that you have no role, and therefore you can't join that event, that introductory lecture.
So what? You think there's no other work for you? There's no other work. There's many other things. Maybe they already organized things for there, and that's it. I wouldn't recommend to go to a big audience in terms of teachers. I mean instructors. Two, maybe three is enough people. You don't need more.
Good luck.
When I too go to a lecture or something, I'll take you. If I have to go, remind me. I'll take you with me. In the car with me.
Ken.
Yes.
Kolya from Moscow is asking, what does it mean that a person has to believe as though he has already received everything he wished for? It says, he has to believe as though he has received all his wishes. What does it mean?
He has to reach such a feeling that I have received everything, but you don't have nothing. I now received... This is what's called faith above reason. It's a force that feels itself, that it holds itself, and it's the upper force. It's the force of the Creator. The force of reception is not the force of the Creator. The force of bestowal is. So it'll come and a person start feeling what is the power of faith. It's inexplainable, but a few efforts and we'll begin to work with that in practice.
Most of the friends here are asking, how is it that all the bad things, the illnesses, the friends that are suffering, the different problems that we see, how can you reach happiness from all this?
We have to describe it as coming from the upper one. As coming from the upper one. At least to relate it to the upper force. But not to some incident or to some foreign force, only the Creator, but completely from beginning to end, from minus to plus, all of it. Okay? Yes.
What is this trigger where I cannot come out of what I feel in my vessels and adhere to faith above reason?
Faith above reason is simply that you want to have an ability to always adhere to the upper one. To cling to the upper one. A baby who clings to the mother. That means that he's in faith above reason.
This I understand. What I'm asking is, what can cause me, help me to come out of this feeling in which to which I'm adhered right now, like you said, that I'm adhered to my belly, and now I want to rise above this kli and to remain in faith above reason. What can help me?
This is what's called devotion, that your corporeal life too, including your belly, is all related to, it all belongs to the upper one.
Practically, what I do.
In practice, you only want the power of faith.
I pray
to ask.
A request, meaning plea.
Yeah, yes, a request. Yes, Shlomo.
Just to complete our discussion, what does it mean to defeat the Creator? As it says, my sons have beaten me.
Yeah, yeah. That he gives us the burdening of the heart, and we demand from him to be above it. In short, item 20, discuss it during the day. And we are moving to tests. I'm sorry there's more questions, but we'll go to there tomorrow.